Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The DH, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Barbaro Garby. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jackie Gutierrez. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Ojeda. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker strikes out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. Gedman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Parrish out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler takes first base on ball four. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez bunts towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. Barrett moves to second. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garby hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Easler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Garby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Tigers, 2, Red Sox, 2. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 0 for 1 in the game. Gettman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Barrett takes first base on ball four. Gettman moves to second. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0-for-0 in the game. Gutierrez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Gettman trying to get to home. Lemon throws the ball into Parrish, who tags Gettman, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Barrett moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins takes first base on ball 4. Evans moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Evans scores. Brookins moves to third. It's 3-2, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lemon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-2, Tigers. Rich Gale now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Herndon moves to second. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herndon scores. Gibson moves to second. It's 7-2, Tigers. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Evans reaches second base with a double. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-4, Tigers. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garby juggles the ball. That's an error on Garby. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Easler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herndon throws the ball into Whitaker, who tags Easler, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Armas moves to third. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Buckner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Armas scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Tigers. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gedman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buckner moves to third. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Barrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buckner scores. Gedman moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-6, Tigers. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gutierrez hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brookins hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-6, Tigers. Bob Stanley now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-3 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lemon strikes out. 1 out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. Trammell moves to second. It's 9-6, Tigers. Rupert Jones pinch hits for Larry Herndon. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rupert Jones now playing left field. Howard Johnson now playing third base. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Armas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Evans hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Evans reaches second base with a double. Dave Bergman pinch runs for Darrell Evans. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Bergman now playing first base. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Easler strikes out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gedman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-7, Tigers. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Miller pinch hits for Jackie Gutierrez. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman now playing shortstop. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lemon strikes out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Boggs moves to second. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. Boggs moves to third. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gedman strikes out. 2 outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards first. Bergman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 7. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.